Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The National Council on Compensation Insurance's State of the Line podcast showcases NCCI experts diving into important topics that matter to workers' compensation stakeholders. Topics such as medical inflation, economic shifts, rate adequacy, workforce dynamics, and more. I'm John Weber for Best Review Magazine, and I'm speaking today to the host of Stateline Podcast. They are Christine Pike, Director of Public Relations and Communications, and Donna Glenn, Chief Actuary, both of NCCI. And Donna, let's start with you today. As Chief Actuary, you oversee a prolific team of actuaries and researchers that put out over 60 pieces of thought leadership content every year. You also host webinars, virtual carrier educational series, and do carrier engagements throughout the year. Sounds like there's no shortage of activity going on at NCCI. Why decide to do podcasting into the mix?
So hello to you, John. It's a pleasure to be back here with you. And thank you for your comments about our team, my team, and what we do here at NCCI. The thoughts about a podcast is like, why not have a podcast? Right? And it's another way to share our information and data and insights. Some people prefer the written word and reading, and some people prefer to listen. So it's really just another way to connect with our stakeholders with information. And it also gives us like the bite size, you know, from a consumable. You do this all the time, John. So you know the drill of what, you know, you're just giving people enough information. Hook them a little bit and then bring them into some of the other information that we can provide.
Yeah, it's really a great way to connect. And Christine, you host the podcast. How has that experience been for you?
John, indeed I do. And I will say it has been a great learning experience for me. And I really enjoy working with such incredibly talented and mission-driven people. We live in a very busy world, as you know, right? You're busy, we're all busy. And stakeholders are looking for ways to really access high-level information on their time frame. And this podcast really fulfills the need to quickly access clear and concise insights. And I'm really enjoying it.
I want to hear more about those mission-driven people. What kinds of topics does the State of the Line podcast focus on? And who are you talking to?
Yeah, so our podcast focuses mainly on the topics that are top of mind for industry stakeholders. And so by far the most frequently mentioned would be the financial health of the system, medical inflation, as you mentioned, changing workforce, and of course, the economy. And our team has over thousands of engagements each year with stakeholders. We do over 100 carrier executive survey. So all of these various engagements, those are just some of the ways that we remained informed on what's top of mind. And so I would say that being able to pair analysis, which are the people that we work with, our NCCI experts, being able to connect stakeholders with that analysis has been very valuable to them. And I would love to give a good example, if you don't mind. Our recent podcast was with Donna, and the topic was, will there be a turn? And as I mentioned, financial health of the system is one of the things that we frequently hear. So that's been very, very well received.
Christine, do you have any idea of who's listening to the podcast?
Absolutely. So our carriers are listening and they're providing us with feedback during those engagements that I mentioned earlier. And they're telling us that they like the format, that it's really between 10 and 15 minutes. And the fact that it's always on current topics has been very valuable to them.
Now, Donna, each year at the annual Insight Symposium, you present the State of the Line report, where you provide an in-depth analysis of the workers' compensation line of business. Workers' compensation has had a profitable decade, which I'm sure leads to stakeholders asking, will there be a turn? So, will there be a turn?
So, indeed, we have our eyes on all of the information, all of NCCI's data, but industry sources as well as economic sources. And I will always tell everybody, I don't have a crystal ball to project the future and predict what's going to happen. But what I can say pretty confidently is that the latest data that we've seen doesn't indicate an imminent reversal of what we've been seeing. However, we all know that workers' compensation is susceptible to an economic shock. And NCCI is watching all of the economic indicators in this 2025 very interesting year very closely. So in addition to that, we're watching for other types of disruptors that could change things in the system.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
You use the term economic indicators. When you say economic indicators, can you clarify exactly what you're watching?
Sure. One of the areas for workers' compensation is definitely employment and wages. And both of those things drive overall payroll in the system. And we are fortunate to have that type of exposure that does adjust somewhat on its own for inflation. So we're watching the labor market. So we're watching labor participation. In other words, unemployment, as well as the wages. And of course, we're watching inflation as well. And workers' compensation inflation shows up for us in medical prices. And to date, a lot of the medical price growth has been governed by medical fee schedules, which has generally helped to control the price inflation that we're seeing overall in workers' compensation. But there's a lot we don't know. So that monthly economic information that's going to come to us in second quarter and third quarter and through the end of the year is going to be really important to watch.
Donna, what would you say are some of the big questions that you're hoping to answer for your listeners?
We're definitely looking for those signals of change in the environment and also recessions. So the economic shocks that hit workers' compensation have come in the form of recessions. The most recent one was COVID, and we saw a significant decline in frequency and injured workers because there was a lot of shutdowns, and then we had a very quick recovery. So recession generally is that type of shock that we're watching for, and we're all watching that very closely.
Christine, what are your plans for the podcast moving forward?
So right now, John, we deliver one episode a month, and we're looking to expand that possibly to two episodes a month. And as I mentioned, our NCCI experts are our featured guests right now, and we are looking to pair some external experts that would complement some of the work that we do.
And how can people listen to the podcast?
I'm glad you asked, John, because I'd also like you to listen to the podcast. You can find us on ncci.com, on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
And Donna, I understand you have a big conference coming up. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, indeed. We have a conference coming up in roughly 3 weeks from now. And we are preparing to share all of those insights about the state of the line, but including a lot of information on medical costs, and especially the way medical costs are utilization. Complements the price activity for medical costs, because there's no one number that will actually tell that whole story. So we kind of put that all together for our listeners at their conference. We're going to talk about the economy a lot, as well as larger losses and motor vehicle accidents, as well as what happens after opioids. Opioids have really declined as pain medication, but what are people using to really manage the pain associated with injured workers? So there's a lot of this and more just happening in a couple more weeks with AIS.
Thank you, Christine. Donna?
Thank you, John. It's a great opportunity to see you again.
Yes, thanks so much, John.
That was Christine Pike, Director of Public Relations and Communications, and Donna Glenn, Chief Actuary, both of NCCI. And I'm John Weber for Best Review Magazine.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200 extension 5399, and have a great day.